I suppose the start of five games and one goal from open play against Rushall sort of tells a little bit of a story of it's difficult to break them down, and if you don't get your passing going, like we've never really got going today, I think you're on the hiding to nothing straight away, really.
Yeah, I think perfectly summed up the way to do this. We've had an off day. The tempo of the passing was poor. Pass selection, definitely in the final third, wasn't good enough. And the quality of our delivery wasn't good enough. You know, we mentioned it at half time, what I did say to him, don't get suckered. And we have been. They've come for the point, it's happened before with teams coming in, they've come for the point and walked away with all three. So, you know, it's the house, is what it is. So, the side that got to the top of the league is still, you know, is still a quality one. So we'll get picked up and ready for Frickley around on Tuesday. What better way to get back? That's it.
Our annual Tuesday night out in South Elmsall.
Yeah. So it's a good one for us to try and to bounce back from. You can't put your finger on it because I don't know what it is, what kind of mentality that the players have arrived with today, but it didn't seem to be any different. But proof of the pudding is what happens when when you're out on the pitch. We were lacking something today, but I'm sure we'll bounce back in it in a positive way.
And again, I think something we've said time and time again: silly, sloppy, weak. Soft goals in the first one, it's a corner.
Yeah, I don't know.
Standard corner in a free header, really.
Yeah, I don't know if he's lost or what. You know, whether they've had blockers on and stuff like that. But they're a side that obviously concentrate a lot on the set pieces, and we should be defending them better. And then, you know, obviously on the second goal, we're chasing the game a little bit. This formation's changed, and he's quite sharp. The lad up front, and he's managed to wriggle past Andy, and one of them things. I think we're lucky to that he didn't get a red card, to be honest. The referee today seemed very card happy. But there was some there. If it had been Tuesday night, that's a infuriating thing on Tuesday night. You look at a referee who dishes out red cards for a tackle like Chris Worsley's, and referee today, lad who's come on has just blatantly kicked
right in front of everybody,
in front of him, and he's giving me all accounts for it, we need to sort that out. But
you mentioned Chris Worsley there, there was talk of a thing on the website of an appeal. Is that something likely?
I suppose
it depends on the referee changing his view, aren't
We've sent him a link to the video footage of the incident. So once he's had a look at that, he's the only one who can change his mind. So.
And finally, people will be wondering: Ollie Banks obviously went off with the injury on Wednesday. Quickly after the game. How's he getting on?
He's good. I'm hoping there's a chance he might be available for selection on Tuesday night.
Excellent.
So if that's the case, that'd be great. A big boost for everybody. You know, I think just his quality. Was possibly a little bit missed today. I thought Wolfie always does a great job in there and causes a real threat, but I think his eye for a pass might have just given us an extra dimension today, but that's all part of the season, isn't it?
Finally, quickly, any news on the international clearance coming through for the new lad?
For Callum? No, it's just something that we'd be chasing, and it shouldn't take that long because, I said that, it's been
a week,
but it's a Welsh FA, so it shouldn't be that bad, really.
Okay. See you Tuesday.
Cheers.
Let's go.